Smicha, sitting down that has no leaning to it, is amida, if you stand up. But sheyesh pasmicha, you can lean on something, that's better. As if you can stand and lean on something, that's better than sitting down and not leaning.
Then the Gemara says, b'chein amru, like the brothers of Rab also said over like this, that Yitzchak v'shimen v'oishiyo amru dover echad. All these three people said the same thing, the what? Halacha k'rev Yehuda b'pardes. Halacha is like Yehuda nageya to a preda, nageya to a mule, like we'll soon see. Titania will learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda holds, preda, if you have a mule means an animal that came from a horse and from a donkey. Shetova, now this mule, like you want to put a mate onto it to get it pregnant. Is the halacha ain marbiyin oleho loisus v'loi chamor elamino. You're not allowed to let your mule live with either a horse or a donkey, but elamina, you only have to take the min, you're only allowed to use a minoy, which means another mule. In other words, if Yehuda is chayshesh lezeru ha'av, in other words, like this, let's say this mule was born from a horse. So if its mother was a horse, some shritas hold, you go boss of the mother. Since the mother was a horse, the kid now is also called a horse. Therefore, with a male horse, it would be mutter. But the Yehudis Choshesh know that since the father of this mule was a donkey, so we're afraid of Zerav, therefore you can't let this mule now live with a horse, because it'll be Klayim, Lachri Loisarbi, a Klayim. You don't want to have two different animals live together. So therefore, if you have a mule, you're not allowed to let it live with a horse, or live with a donkey, but only with another mule. That's Rabbi Yehudis Shita, and these three also hold like that. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. Yitzchak Zeh, who is this Yitzchak that they said that hold this way? That's Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, it's Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Shimon Zeh, who's this Shimon that they said over? That's Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. V'yamrlo, and some say, the word means Rabbi Shimon ben Shlokish or Shimon ben Lokish. Oishia Zeh, who is this Oishia? That's Rabbi Oishia Berebi, it's Rabbi Oishia Berebi. Now Omer Rabbi Lozer said, Ami Haratzois, Einam Chayim. And now Morris means someone that did not learn Torah, who after he dies, he will not get up at Chiesa Mesim. Shinemar Posik says, Mesim Bal Yichya, that there are some Mesim that won't stay up, won't live again. Tani Nam Yochim, learn like this also. Posik says, Mesim Lo Yichya, that there are some people that die, will not get up at Chiesa Mesim. Yochel HaKol, maybe like everybody is that way. Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Rufoyim Bayikumim. That means, Rufoyim means the weak people. What does that mean? B'merapa Atzma Medivar Torah. People that weaken themselves from learning Torah. No, it's not Moritz. That they not learn Torah, he will not be Zoyach the type of Chiesa Mason. HaKosim Darat, that's the Pasuk is talking about. Omulei Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon and said to Rabbi Lezer, L'nicha L'marayu D'yamrit L'hoche. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't like the way you're saying. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan didn't like this pshat. That's how the pasuk is mashma, that these people won't get up. It means that a person had to do what Avodah Zarah. But not stand with a person that they didn't learn Torah. Omalei, so Rabbi Lezer told Rabbi Yochanan, Mikra acher b'ni derash, have another pasuk. The chsiv that says, Ki tal oiris talecha. Like the dew is a tal oiris. And the eretz refoyim tapil. And there'll be eretz of refoyim. Now what does this mean? That kol ha-mishtamish b'yo Torah or Torah machayeyu. Whoever learned Torah in this world, the Torah will save him like this will be a zaychet ha b'tchiyas ha-meisim. For kol shein mishtamish b'yo Torah, whoever did not mishtamish with the Torah in this world, is ein or Torah machayeyu. He doesn't have the Torah to help him get up at b'tchiyas ha-meisim. Now that's what Blessed said. Of again, kibun chazayin dekim staru, when he saw it again that Yechon did not like this Jerusha reader, he felt bad about it. Is omaleh, he said like this, Rebbe Mitzotzi Lehen Takona. So Rabbi Lezer says, you have a Takona for them. That Min HaTorah from the Torah. That the Pasuk says, V'yatem Hadveikim Hashem Elokeichem. Chayim Kulchem Hayim. We should be attached to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. For at the Gemara, V'chi Efshe Ledovik. Ledovik. B'shchina. Could you be attached to the Shchina? I will see the Pasuk says, Ki Hashem Elokeichem Sheichlo. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu is like fire. Elo, what it means is that kol hamasya bitlo tamit chochem. Whoever marries off his daughter to tamit chochem, or else for yoisa promakti lo tamit chochem. You do business for tamit chochem, or else via mahana tamit chochem min nechosim. Whoever helps that tamit chochem from his nechosim, you give him money. Is mal olav kosev kilu medavik b'shchina. It's like you're davik in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Mashon explains, because like the Shechinah is with the Neshama of the Tzadikim, the Neshama of the Tzadikim are Tachas Kisa Kavod, and if you help them out, your Neshama becomes attached to them, Neshama, therefore you're like attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To Yaitse B'Dobre, the same thing also what Tzadikim should say. The Pesuk says, Liyahav is Hashem L'Kech, he's supposed to love Hashem. Ulodov could burn to be attached to Hashem. I do chief shall yodim lidovik b'shchina is a possible to be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Shechina, like we had before, right? The Shechina is like Eish. Ella means like this, Kol Amas Yevit L'Talmid L'Talmid Chochem, if you marry, you do it to a Talmid Chochem. V'yoysef from Makkah Talmid Chochem, you do business for Talmid Chochem. V'yamahan L'Talmid Chochem Yim L'Chosev, you give them Hanor from your property, is Allah Chomal, all of our cost of Kilo Medadik b'shchina. It's like you're attached to the Shechina, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Rabbi Chi, Yisrael was the Eitz here, even though they weren't Zoich and learning Torah, they could be dovet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the schus of Bimahana at Talmud Chochem. Omer Vechia Bar Yosef, Asidim Tzadikim Shemavas Fesin V'yoylim Yerushalayim. Like B'shat Tchias HaMesim, Dika Tchias HaMesim will be through Yerushalayim, that Tzadikim will come up through the ground in Yerushalayim. Shinam HaPosuk says, V'yitzitzu Me'ir, they'll grow up from the city, Ke'esef Oretz, like the grass of the ground. V'yein Yir El Yerushalayim, a city means Yerushalayim, Shinamar, V'ganois Yelir HaZois. V'yom Relichia Bar Yosef, Asidim Tzadikim Shiyamdu B'mavu Shehim. When the Tzadikim will get up at Chias HaMesim, they'll get up all dressed. They'll be dressed nicely. Kavuchayim mechita, but kavuchayim from a wheat, or a kernel of wheat. Machita shenipra ruma, just like a kernel of wheat. When you bury it, when you want to make it grow, yoytza, you bury it there, and yoytza the kamalavushim, when it grows up, a wheat, it has stalks around it, it has a fiber around it. Is tzadikim shenipra v'lushayim, a tzadik that's buried with his malbush, with the tachrichim, his clothing, alachas kama v'kama, when they get up, that they'll get up dressed nicely. V'yom Rabbi Chiyah Rabbi Yosef, Asi deret Yisrael, shetoit siglus koyis, okli milis. Eretz Yisrael itself, they'll grow out of Eretz Yisrael, nice cake, bread, and uden kli milis means silk clothing. Shinam HaPosik says, Yehi pisas boretz. That'd be like pieces of bar of a wheat in Eretz Yisrael. Torah Rabbonin, ye pieces bar boretz. What does it mean there'll be wheat in Eretz Yisrael? Barosh Horm, the Posik says, on top of the mountains. Is Omru, it said, Rasi dochito shetitamar kedekel. That a wheat will grow up mamish like a palm tree. The Yerla Barosh Horm, it'll reach the top of the mountains. I, Vishem HaTomim, maybe you'll say, if so, yesh tzal lekotso, it'll be very hard to knock it down. What's so good about it? You won't be able to cut down the wheat if it grows so high. Talmud Lehman, this the Posik says, no, Yerush Kalavon Imperiyev. That will shake like a vonen its fruits. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu nevi ruach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring a strong wind. Mibeis ginozo from a special treasure. Umenash volen or blow on it. Umash res solto. And umamish grind up the wheat or come down like flour. V'yodim yoytzel esodo mevi moly pieces yodoi. A person will go out to his fields and be able to take a handful of it. Umimen or panasosoi. And from that, he'll support himself with panosa sanche beisoi. Like loss of love, it'll be easy to have a panosa. You just walk out on the street and you'll have all this food right in front of you. Pasuk says, Am im cholev kloyes chita. With the meat, with the milk, im cholev, the milk of kloyes, of kidneys, like chit will be the wheat. What does that mean? Omer, it says, Omer, it was said, Asidu chita, shetio kishtei kloyes asher hagodol. That loss will come out of time that our wheat would be so big, like the size of two kidneys of a bull. V'yatatam, and don't wonder how could it be so big. Shere shu'al kinam b'lefes, they once found the case that a shu'al, a fox, made his nest in a lefes in a turnip. V'shaklu, and they took this turnip even after the shoal made his nest there. U'motzu boy shishim litrim b'litra shal tipari. It was like 60 pounds of the pounds of tipari. Was there such a thing to have such big fruit? Tanya would look like this. I'm Reb Yosef. Maisa b'sichon, it once happened in Sichon, b'yecha by one person, sheniach lay oviv, sholosh vad echad, his father left over with him three bundles, like three pieces of chad loved mustard. V'navshcha echon, he cracked open one, mehem, alright, turn over. V'nivshcha echon, mehem, he opened up one of them, v'nimtzibon, he found inside a tisha kav echad, he found inside this one, like a, one mustard thing with 90 chadl of 90 barrels of chadl come out of it of mustard. The yates of what he do with its wood? Sichor by sukkah the yates and is able to make a sukkah hut, a little hut from it. That's how big and how good it was, just as one piece of mustard. Then the Gemara says, Amru Rav Shimon ben Tachlipo, Klach shel kruv. There was one like a klach, or root, or the stalk of a cabbage. Said, Niach lano abba, father left over.
We had to climb up a ladder in order to get to the top of the stalk of this cabbage. Now the pasuk says, "V'dam einof tishte." The drinks the blood of the wine like a chomer. Omru, it says like this: Lo yikol lamaze ulo mabo. Ulo mazeh is not like ulo mabo. Hoy lamaze yesh boitzar. When you want to get wine, like if you have a lot of pain, lift sir. First, you have to cut down the grapes for livrich and crush them. But oil mabo, maybe anovacha, she'll bring one grape. The crane will bring it in a wagon. Or be swinging on the ship. Or manicha bezod is base. You leave it in the corner of your house. Or mesapik hemenu kepitam gadol, and you use it mamish like a big barrel full of wine. V'yetsov, and with a wood, masik netakas atav, she'll be able to use it to burn with, to put it under your pot. And yelochoklo anova v'anova shein bo shloishim garba yain. From every single grape, you get mamish 30 barrels of wine. Shenemar apostik says, "V'dam on einov tishte chomer." I'll take v'chomer elochomer. That's how much wine will come out of it. Kiyosar Rav Dimu Navdimi came. Omri said, "Mind this, what does the apostik say? Oisri la gefen iro. You'll tie up to your gefen iro. And then the chokol gefen sheber tisroel shein tzor hirachas lifter. Every single vineyard, like you need a whole city of people to come and cut it down." You'll tie up your donkey to it. Any like barren tree, a tree that doesn't give us such good fruits in Eretz Yisrael, it won't give us fruits that you'll need two donkeys to carry it. Maybe you say, "Ain bo yain, this wine won't give off good, the grapes won't give off wine." No, you wash your clothing in the wine. Maybe you say, "Any other, it's not going to be red wine. Red is good." The pasuk says, "V'dam onav tishte chamor." You drink good wine, red wine. V'shematem, maybe you'll say, "Ain marava, this wine won't make us like shikur. It won't be good wine." Tamalei mesusa, no, it is good wine. V'shematem, maybe you'll say, "Ain boy, tam, it's not going to taste too good." Tamalei mechakli enayim yayin, our eyes will come red from the wine. Means kochayich, shetoyimu omalili, anybody that's going to taste it, any throat that's going to taste it, is going to say, "Give it to me, give it to me. It's going to taste very good." Maybe you're going to say, "Lenorim Yofas, it'll be good for the young people." As Kainu and Yofas, not going to be good for the older people. Tamulayim leben shinayim mecholif is altik leben shem. Don't say between your teeth, but rather leben shonim, an older person. This wine will also be good for. The pasuk, the krov, and Mike said, "What does the pasuk of Shana the pasuk mean?" Ki yosi rav dimi amar. So like this, Amru Knesis Yisrael from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Klai Yisrael saying to Hashem, "Ribbono Shloim, remez bi'enecha." The boss says, "Michamra, if you show us a nice face, that's better than sweet wine." The yachfuli shenechem, you show us your teeth. The boss says, "Michal, that's also better than wine, than milk." And the sadol of Rabbi Yechon, the right Rabbi Yechon, the Rabbi Dami Rabbi Yechonin. Toiv hamal bin shenayin lechaveroi yosim amashkeyu. If you show like your white teeth to your friend, it's better than giving him to drink. Cholav shenemol leven shenayim mecholav is al tikri leven shenayim el loven shenayim. In other words, when you show you, if you give your friend and you show a happy face, a white teeth, but you show your teeth to him by smiling, that's better. We have Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Mikra Danik of the Rosh Lakish. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba used to teach Rosh Lakish's kid. Have if got lost a yom, he missed 3 days, while Yossi didn't come. Ki Yossi, when he finally came, Omalei, am I his car, how come you missed? Omalei, Dalis Achas Haniechli Abba, my father left me over one vineyard. Uvatsati Mimenu, Yom Rishon, Gimel Meyas Ashkos, I cut off his 300 clusters of grapes. Eshkulagorev, and each cluster made a whole barrel full of wine. Yom Sheni, the second day, but Sati Gimel Meyach has cut them also 300 Ashkulas clusters of grapes. But now the second day, Shteyas Kolos Lagarev, it took me two clusters to make a garav of wine. And Yom Shlisha, on the third day, but Sati Mimenu Gimel Meyach Ashkulas, he also cut down 300 clusters. Sholosh Ashkulas Lagarev, and now it took me three clusters to make a garav. To make a barrel of wine. V'hefkarat t'yeisim mechatsin. I was not careful, I saw it's too hard to work with it. Omulei, so Shlaka said to me, "Loid yefkarat, if you wouldn't have taken off from learning, heavy abdus tvei, you would have been better off, it would have made more." Rami by Yechetzel, Likloi lebnei brak. He went to Bnei Brak. Chaznu lahani izi, saw these goats, the kochle tusitene, they were eating under the palm trees. Okenot of dushim etene, it was dripping down the honey from the dates. V'cholov tif minayu, and milk was dripping down from the goats. Umarim hadidol, he got mixed up together. Omri said, "Haynu zovas cholov adavash." That's what the pasuk means. Eretz Yisrael, Eli zovas cholov adavash. Omri Rabbi Yaakov ben Dustoi, milud l'unoi, from Lud to this place called Unoi, shalish mil is 3 milim. Spamach, as I once went, kadamti b'neshef early in the morning, v'olachti yad kasule, and I was walking, and up until my ankles came, bidvash shaltainim, from this honey out of the palms. And Omri Resh Lakish, the Dichos, everyone saw a zovas cholov devash, al tzipori, from this place in Tzipori, v'avishisa mil nashisa mil, it was a place full of 16 mil by 16 mil, full of this cholov and devash. Omer Rama Baba Chon, Ladi Chazuli Zovas Cholov Advash, Shal Kol Eretz Yisrael, Aslar Tahor Eretz Yisrael, full of this.